U.S. urges 52M ARC airbag inflator recall. Safety concerns and fatalities rise. The spotlight on automobile safety grows brighter as the U.S. government intensifies its campaign to recall a staggering 52 million airbag inflators, manufactured by the Tennessee-based ARC Automotive Inc. The peril is the inflators, once activated, may eject deadly shrapnel, posing severe threats to passengers and drivers alike. This Tuesday, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, unambiguously classified these inflators as defective. This determination paves the way for a public hearing on October 5, an essential process before the agency can appeal for a court-mandated recall. The roots of this dispute trace back to May when the NHTSA initially urged ARC to recall these problematic inflators. The urgency of this appeal was underscored by grim statistics. Since 2009, inflators like these have been linked to 7 reported injuries and 2 fatalities in the U.S. and Canada. Despite such grave concerns, ARC has staunchly defended its products and questioned NHTSA's jurisdiction in dictating recalls for parts manufacturers. Disturbingly, for countless vehicle owners, from brands spanning Chevrolet to BMW, clarity remains elusive. Both ARC and the automotive industry at large have held back from releasing a definitive list of affected models. Though ARC debates the merit of a broad recall, there have been several more limited recalls since 2017, ascribed to specific manufacturing anomalies. Of particular note was the General Motors recall this past May, impacting nearly 1 million vehicles. Originally, NHTSA's audit had flagged 67 million inflators for a potential recall. But after further scrutiny and discussions with manufacturers, this figure was adjusted down to 52 million. Drilling down into the technical concerns, the issue seems to stem from residual byproducts of the welding process during the inflator's manufacturing. These residues can inadvertently block a vent in the inflator canister, essential for swiftly releasing gas during a crash. Blockages could result in excessive pressure and, consequently, catastrophic explosions. ARC, which transitioned to the ownership of the Chinese real estate conglomerate Yinyi Group in 2016, acknowledges the complexities surrounding their inflator's reliability. While emphasizing its commitment to rigorous manufacturing standards, ARC concedes that ensuring absolute faultlessness remains challenging. They also highlight that the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Act primarily aims to mitigate unreasonable risks and doesn't promise absolute safety. Tragically, the ramifications of this technical debate have already manifested in real-world tragedies, such as the devastating death of Marlene Beaudoin, a 40-year-old mother from Michigan, in 2021 due to an ARC inflator malfunction. As stakeholders and concerned citizens await the October 5 hearing, the world watches with bated breath, anticipating decisive actions to ensure public safety. Knowledge, biometrics vehicles, enhancing safety, experience and security.